try to go somewhere to a concert.
No, he said, this gentleman knows that his love is music.
Yes.
What if you don't have any particular interest? How do you find what to do or what to interest you? Not music especially, but have all these possibilities.
Devote yourself to it.
Find out what is the ultimate motive in all your doings. The ultimate motive. You will not find immediately the ultimate motive, but you will see many motives. And one motive is another motive, is more or less a compensation. In observing all this, you will find the ultimate motive.
Is that the one that's stronger than the others?
And the ultimate motive, then you feel it, brings your life in a kind of discrimination, discernment. You give many things up without giving it up. It gives up itself. You become more and more oriented. And then one day, perhaps, you will discover the beauty in paintings, in sculpture, in architecture, in poetry, or in music. You must.
About daydreaming. Yeah. It's enough simply to observe that one finds oneself in daydreaming, and eventually the habit of daydreaming just falls away. Right?
Yes. But you cannot free yourself from daydreaming by will. You must see the content of the daydreaming and the motif of daydreaming. When you see it really, there's not nobody who will give it up, but there is giving up. When you see it very deeply, you may even smile. That is the survival for the person, survival for the personality. It takes all your energy. It hinders you to be intelligent, highly intelligent. You become free from memory. Because memory mainly is the maintaining of the person. And when you are free from the memory, free from all this content to maintain the person, then you are open. Open to the universe. There's intelligence. There's creativity. You know it exactly, that when you have been creative in your life, does not become through memory. It was the moment when you have been free from memory.
Say the answer is in a question, right? If I don't discern the answer from my question, am I asking the wrong question?
If you ask the question for yourself?
Yes.
If you ask a question for yourself, don't wait for the answer.
Don't wait for it?
Don't wait for the answer. Live for some time with your question.
Can you give me an example? I'm not clear.
You have a question.
Yes, I do. I hesitate to ask you because I keep asking myself and telling myself the answer is in my question, but I...
Yes. Can't. Formulate the question for yourself. Formulate it.
I have.
Yes. Then live with the formulation. From today to tomorrow, live with formulation.
And just simply be open.
And you will see, when you give freedom to your question, that you are completely open to your question, mm-hmm. Your question will change. The question will become purified and it reveals you one day the essence of the question. It is not the question that is the answer. But you must live with it.
It's the patience I haven't had.
Oh, yes. Of course, for the I concept, for the person, it is an immense insecurity to live with the unknown answer of a question. But you will see, it is beautiful to live in insecurity.
Yes, it is. Homeostasis is a pain.
It's a kind of incertitude.
Pardon?
It's a kind of incertitude.
Yes.
Like a bird that came in as they went. And so my question is, if thoughts are not grasped, not taken by the person thinking, then you think they're not objects and are therefore are not problematic in any way. Because I've taken in the past thoughts to be a place to get trapped or something to objectify or something to point back to a dualism of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And today it seems to me that that's not necessary. It's simply work.
But you know, very precisely, before the body wakes up in the morning, you are. You have also the deep experience when you are living in happiness, absolute happiness. It is completely free from any cause. So when you sit silently and you are invaded by thoughts, take note of them. Don't refuse them, but don't interpret them. Bring it back to your presence, which is completely objectless. What you are fundamentally is objectless. When you are invaded by things, by thinking, take note of it, don't fight it. But the best is when you go in meditation that you live with a perception, not with conception. All that is perceived, your body is perceived. And your body is perceived, be completely one with the perceived. That may be enough for the moment. Would may be better go from the conception to the perception. To deal with the perception, you will have many experiences. You will see that you don't feel your body really straight, that you feel not comfortable. There may come in rectification. You will find yourself really an empty body or energy body. So remain only with the perception. You see what I mean? When I speak of perception, I speak only of feeling, not naming and interpreting. but dealing with thoughts. Especially you, you deal very much with languages. See how a word, the color of the word, flavor of the word, feeling of the word. Remain with your feeling before the body wakes up in the morning. That is the best. The morning, you project the world, yes. Your body is a projection. You project your body.
And that's happening on its own, right?
Yes.
It's not that there's any doer.
No, you project your body as you project the body of your husband and of your child and so on. Your body is a projection. It is awareness which projects the body. The body has its ground, its roots in awareness.
And the world arises and dies.
Yes. There are no objects at all. There's only awareness. Yes. Coming and going, all this belongs to the dream. What is real is the now, the moment. Here, now. That is real. You mean to remain for a certain lapse of time in the non-projecting of your body?
Yes.
Yes. It is enough to understand and to know for you that you are before the body-mind wakes up in the morning, that you are. And that you are able also in the evening before going to sleep to give up your body-mind. You will also become aware of the question that you asked me today, after exhalation of your breath, the breath dies in silence. And the inhalation appears in silence. You will understand that exhalation, inhalation are more or less superimposition on this silence. Silence is a continuum. The inhalation, exhalation is a kind of discontinuity. That will help you accept it to it. That you not look immediately for the waking up of the body mind. It is a transition between deep sleep and waking state. But still there's the perfume of this reality that you are. When there is observation, the observed has its reality, its roots in the observation. The observed is in the observation, but the observation is not in the observed. That is why there is possibility of observation. So when you come to a certain understanding, being understanding, you will see that the perceived lives in your perceiving. But you are not involved in the perceived.
And there is no perceiver.
Yes. And there is not a perceiver. In reality, there is not a perceiver. The perceiver and the perceived, an object and a subject, is memory. When you think of the subject, how is the object? You think of the object, where's the subject? And you think of the cause, where's the effect? And you think of the effect, where's the cause? And there's looking. There's only looking. And after you said, I looked, look at it. And I saw a flower. But when there's looking, there's only looking. Yes.
Perception is feeling.
A reaction is also perceived. A reaction is perceived. A reaction is also perceived. Yes.
Is the inner emotional state or the inner content of the action important?
When there's only perceiving, there's no reaction. The reaction comes up when there is conception. When the perceiver and the perceived are one, it is the most high creativity of feeling.
A very refined state.
Yes. When you look at this setting sun, you don't name it, don't qualify it. You feel it.
In fact, it is all in this kind of feeling.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's more like the emotional ground behind the perception.
Yes.
It's pure, or it may be impure if you have a desire for something to yourself or some grasping.
That is why you are so sensitive with the setting in the rising sun. I would say before going to sleep, visualize the setting sun. Go with the setting sun. You will be astonished how you go in and sleep. Before the body wakes up in the morning, begin with the rising sun. You will see the whole day you will live in this pure perception. When you live in pure perception, your conceptual quality will augment it. You will find your qualification, your conceptual world, much more subtle, creative, I would say. The perceived is something powerful. No. There's only listening here. There's no difference. But if I go deeper in your question, I would say you don't know yourself, but I know myself. It's the only difference. And that you may also one day know yourself, it is waiting for you. On the phenomenal plane, there is no difference. There's a teacher.
Children have what you're talking about.
Yes.
How can we avoid getting in the way of the children? Of the children? How can we not hinder the children from developing an ego?
We are living in a society of egos. Your child needs a connection with other children. But your child is the nearest surroundings. You are the nearest surroundings of your child. So when you take your child not for your child will not take yourself for his father. There may be a completely non-objective relationship. A relationship in love, I would say. There's no distinction. That will certainly be the best education. That there is only functioning in life, that there is no entity to function, that you can perfectly introduce in your education. There is only seeing, there is not a seer. There is only thinking, there is not a thinker. Perfectly in the education one can free the child of this kind of doership. That you know also. That in music writing, the writer must be absent.
That's the only time it works. I'm never there.
simple to say that the doer resides here in the front of the head?
It could also be in your foot.
Having this awareness of being in the front of my head and some kind of figurine, not in being, and the shifting spoken in the background. Past before, and it seems like when I shift,
mm-hmm.
When my awareness shifts to the back of me, that automatically that the doer,
mm-hmm.
that the doer subsides.
Thinking is a projecting of energy. The energy comes up, it is localized more or less in the cervical region in form of an impulse. It is this impulse which brings the brain in movement, and then you formulate the thinking, because thinking is formulation, it's representation. So when you, for some times, keep your localization and you are behind you, the impulse still of thinking is there, but it comes not more, the impulse is not more concretized. But it is better that you localize with your question in your heart. You localize yourself in your heart. In a certain way, your head disappears. Your head disappears. I would say, take note during the day, where are you localized? You are mainly localized in your head. Localize yourself, if there's localization, in your whole your body. Best will be, go away from the town. Go in the country. And don't think anymore. Look only. Like this gentleman. But in the town, it's very difficult to look and to listen. Your head is a troublemaker, but you know. and we enjoy for sometimes or gladness.